I'm Brian Tilton. I host a radio show on WTPL 107.7 FM in Concord, which is heard here in Holderness. If you're anywhere north of here, not so much. Scratchy in Plymouth and Campton and the like, but you can visit my website, briantilton.com, where I've put a lot of information regarding this issue over the past year. There's a few faces here that I recognize from my many trips up and down the state from Pittsburgh to Deerfield covering this topic, and there's a lot of new faces here tonight. And I certainly hope if you're new to this gathering information, I think you're going to see real quick that this issue, that this project is just bad for New Hampshire. When I first started taking on this issue and studying it, I did so from a very neutral point of view. And it didn't take long for me to realize how bad it was. Because the very first question I had was, is eminent domain going to be used? And looking back at some documents recently, re-reviewing some of the first documents that were filed on the federal level by Northern Pass, they mentioned no less than three times that eminent domain will be used if they can't acquire all the properties that they want. The turning point for me was during the public scoping comments, you know, the public scoping meetings that were held all across the state. And in Plymouth, we saw nearly 700 people show up to that. That was held at Plymouth State University. One of the most compelling moments for me actually came from Martha Richards right here, where she stood up and you can hear all the passion from every fiber of her body saying that this project is just wrong for New Hampshire. And that she will fight it to our last breath. I've witnessed several eminent domain cases during my career, both in radio and outside of it. I've witnessed three cases, two of them in Connecticut, one in Maryland. We were only successful in defeating one of them. I'm seeing so many developments occurring in this Northern Pass case already that are leading us down the same road that I've seen those other three cases go. And it's very, very typical of any eminent domain case if you should study this. The folks at Northern Pass, PSNH, Hydro-Quebec will lead you to believe that this will be the last resort, that they have no plans to use it, or the latest line in the Sunday Union Leader was, we've never brought it up. Yes, they did. If it's the last thing that they're going to do, why is it always the first thing that comes out of their mouth? I've lived in New Hampshire now for 6 years. I love this state. I love everything that this state stands for. And everybody here makes it the great place that it is. And I have seen what's happened with the eminent domain cases, particularly in the Kelo case. And in days following that Kelo versus New London case, I was in New London, Connecticut for a rally for the homeowners there. And I gave Suzette Kelo a hug on the street, right outside the New London City Hall, the very same people that voted to take her property. And I made it a point from that moment on that I will stand up and fight for the people, wherever they may be, against these eminent domain abuses, and it is about to happen in New Hampshire unless you stop it, and you need to call your state senators and make sure that they pass this House Bill 648 that is currently before the Senate Judiciary Committee. If that passes, every indication is that Northern Pass will pack up their bags and go home. And we need our senators to do that, and Jeannie Forrester has been great at leading the fight. She took on the fight on the Senate floor. She stood up to the Senate Majority Leader, who voted to re-refer the bill to committee, the same Majority Leader that has taken a lot of money from the energy companies. And she stood toe-to-toe with him on the Senate floor. So she deserves your thanks, and everybody else in the Senate deserves to hear from you as well. Thank you.